with the Cavs practicing and shoot around before game one here in Cleveland, Saturday at 1 p.m., the Cavs are back at it today, and Jared Allen was asked where the team is now compared to where they were when he made the comment post losing to the Knicks that maybe the lights were a little too bright for the Cavaliers last year.
You know, after the eclipse, we kept staring into the sun, so nothing can be as bright. So we'll be all right.
Play that again.
You know, after the eclipse, we kept staring into the sun, so nothing can be as bright. So we'll be all right.
I appreciate the attempts at good humor.
It was good effort.
Was it, though?
I don't know. I'm just trying to be nice.
I don't know, man. I'm torn. Like, this is not about Jarrett. I just, you know, like today, a lot of the messaging from the Cavs was, oh no, last year was a good thing for us. Like Tristan said that today. Well, you know, this could end up being a good thing. Or, oh gosh, somebody who was actually here last year said that same thing. And I was like, can you say that after you win a series? Like, honestly, I don't think last year was a good thing. And here's why, because I think it lingered. I know it's tough to truly evaluate this season because of the injuries.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give him an excuse for the injuries, but I do think it is an important asterisk to look at how we feel about this team, right? Or how we evaluate this team. But like, I don't know, man. Some of this is that uncertainty that we've talked about a lot with this team. I don't know we're going to know whether last year was a good thing for the Cavaliers until these playoffs are over. I think we would have known game one. If the Cavs came out this year, and let's be honest, we missed an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
There's one 60-win team in the East. Everybody else is kind of a 50 or fringe 50-win team. And the Cavs were in prime position in February to be the 2 seed. And then, I mean, I'm not as perturbed that they fell to the 4 seed, but the fact was you have to win as many games as you can to keep winning habits and to build on winning habits. And they weren't able to do that in part because of the health. But man, I just don't love that messaging of, oh, well, it's going to be a good thing. I'll be honest with you. I don't think that's always true. I fully understand that. If you're a young team building over time, there are things that need to happen mm-hmm. for you to push through and reach your potential. If maybe you had lost respectably to the Knicks last year, and again, it didn't linger over to this year, maybe I could buy more into that theory. There's just something about it that doesn't sit right with me, the idea of, oh, well, maybe we needed that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then prove it then you, by what
yeah,
you do in
you
the playoffs.
You got to prove it at this point, right? I mean, they got their ass kicked. Did they learn their lesson? Did they get better? I don't know. We'll find out Saturday afternoon.
I don't ever, and here's the thing, like the Cavs talked a lot about their physicality. I don't expect the Cavs to ever out-physical anyone else with the way that they're put together. This is not who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way they're going to kind of get the size and skill necessary to become one of those teams is probably by moving on from one of their guards, which is tough to even talk about right now. Like, who was it? Michael Scotto of Hoops Hype put out something about, the Nets are expected to chase Donovan Mitchell this offseason. And I'm like, yeah, listen, we'll have that conversation at some point. I don't know the Nets even have the pieces that I want to, if you were going to move on, if Donovan wanted to be traded. But, like, let's talk about that tomorrow. You know, like, or not tomorrow. Let's talk about that when the Cavs are out of the playoffs, which could be in 7 games from now, could mm-hmm. be in 4 games from now if this doesn't go well. But, like, I don't think the Cavs are going to come out. And, you know, Jarrett was also on the record as talking about getting the first punch in. Now, he was not talking literally. He was talking about getting the first win. But it's like, it made me realize, like, the Cavs will never, as currently constructed, be a team that out-physicals a physical team. That being said, you can still go out there and just be the more competitive team. And there's you can be scrappy without being physical, if that makes sense.
Explain.
Well, scrappiness to me is you play really, really hard. You play harder than the other team.
Mm-hmm.
What was so gobsmacking last year is that the Knicks didn't just they didn't out-physical you, they also out-gritted you. That's what I think stung so much about last year is you were out-physicaled and they made all the little plays
diving for ball. Yeah.
They did all the little stuff. And honestly, even into like how they rebounded. Like the Knicks were a great rebounding team. That was a tough matchup from the glass perspective. Some of the stuff you saw on the offensive side of the ball with offensive rebounds, some of that is just they wanted it more. And I think that is something you can show starting Saturday. And I'll say this. You know, you and I talked a lot yesterday about the Donovan side of this and the JB thing. And listen, from a player perspective, I certainly yesterday put it forth like it was all about Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
I might be wrong on that. Because I thought a lot about this since we went off air yesterday. I think this series is a lot about Evan Mobley, too.
Why?
Because
why him and why this series in particular?
Well, some of it is we have this preoccupation with the fact he hasn't become a 20-point scorer or a consistent, you know, 25-point-a-game guy yet. And we were hoping he would be that by this point. The hope is, last year was about Donovan Mitchell. The hope is this year, if Evan could have stayed healthy and took the step forward, that all of a sudden we're having conversations on who really is the most important player. That was the hope. It has not turned out that way. Donovan is still their most important player. This series, we've seen this happen where guys get into the playoffs for a second time and the light goes on. And I think back to Bam Adebayo, I think it was during the bubble where Bam went from like a really impactful player to maybe at points in a couple of those series being their best player, their most impactful player. I haven't given up the idea that Evan can go out and just because it's the playoffs, all of a sudden the light goes on, whether it's this round or beyond.
I want to see it too. I do think this is a better series for him. It's a better matchup than the Knicks or some, you know, series like basically the Knicks. Mm-hmm. Because the Knicks series, they just beat him up.
I think that's probably going to be the plan with Orlando as well. They are a pretty physical team. Can I tell you the other thing, though, that really... So I'm going to say intrigues me. It maybe even a little bit excites me about Evan in the series. He also might have the most important matchup, which is going against Paolo Banchero. And he is somebody who can match up with Paolo in multiple different ways, in multiple different points of the court. And, the old expression is iron sharpens iron. I think if Evan goes out there and makes it a point to make this series about how damn good he is, and with Evan, I think it's always going to start with how confident he is defensively. Because he's an elite defender. And I think there are nights where you see it when he maybe is getting pushed around a little bit. It impacts his confidence on the other side of the court. I think if he makes it his mission to shut down Paolo in this series and actually can do it, I think not only can that swing this series from maybe a 7-game series to a 5-game series, like Paolo is wildly important to how they play. And he is clearly their best player. Man, I think Evan Mobley, if he can take advantage of this matchup and be their better player, that's the kind of thing that I think can build confidence where maybe that's something tangible going
forward. You think he can be the better player than Paolo?
Yes.
I don't.
Well, when I say better player, what I mean is I think he has the attributes defensively. He's got the length. He's got the athleticism. He's got the ability as a defender. He's a very heady player as well. I think that's the kind of guy that can give Paolo Banchero a lot of fits. And then on the offensive side of the ball, hit a three a game. Or attempt three three-pointers a game and hit one of them. You do that with all the other scoring that he just naturally does because of where he plays in the court and how they use him. That's the kind of thing that could be huge for Evan. And I'll be honest, I'm very encouraged. You know, one of the last things we saw from this year was the go-ahead three-pointer, I think in the fourth or fifth to last game of the season, where the game was on his shoulders and he had a three-pointer. That wouldn't have happened 6 months ago. It sure wouldn't have happened last year in the playoffs.